and we are here fighting with each other. Scholars, they say, no wali.
Look.
Where are these? They must be around. Search for them. Look after them. Find them. Don't be blind. وَمَنْ كَانَ فِي هَذِهِ أَعْمَى فَهُوَ فِي الْآخِرَةِ أَعْمَى وَأَضَلُّ سَبِيلًا. Who is blind here, blind in Akhirah. Don't be blind. Go and search. اطلب العلم ولو في الصين. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم said, seek knowledge even in China means look for these guys. Even if they are far. You can find them. Go after them. Run. Don't sit at yourself and say, I am a doctor, I want to speak Islam, and I never knew this in before. I know only one book in Islam, explanation of Holy Quran by an Egyptian prisoner. Big alim, they make him big alim. That's what we are reading nowadays, nothing else. فَقُلْتْ قَالْ إِمَامْ مَالِكْ مَالِكْ He said, Malik bin Dinar said, what is the difference between an-nafs wal-aql? What is the difference between the ego and the mind? He is asking the child. Because it was a question in his mind, he was not able to solve it. So now the child is solving it to him, the boy. He said, فَقَالَ نَفْسُكَ الَّتِي مَنَعَتْكَ عَنِ السَّلَامِ He said, your ego, yourself, is the one, your ego is the one that has prevented you to give me salam at the beginning. Because he came, he saw him, he said, his ego didn't let him to give the salam. But then he remembered Prophet ﷺ giving salam to children, he gave salam. So he said to him, that is your ego, that's your nafs. وَأَمَّا عَقْلُكَ الَّذِي حَرَّبَكَ عَلَيْهِ But your mind now, because the ego is controlling you, they know. But now the mind came, they, no. There must, because you have studied, you are a knowledgeable person. So you knew that Prophet ﷺ used to greet children, so you use your mind, you follow your mind, not your emotion. Don't follow emotion, follow Sharia, he wants to say to him. What Sharia say to you? Don't be arrogant. You know little bit of ilm or little bit of Quran, little bit of Hadith, you become arrogant. You be think yourself a big scholar. Don't be arrogant. Big scholar before you, they die, they pass. They are going to die. Be humble. Malik ibn Dinar, be humble. So your ego prevented you, means your arrogance, your pride prevented you, but your aql said no. That is the aql. He didn't say anything about heart yet, about qalb. That is a higher level. Because Malik ibn Dinar needs to reach that level. And he was trying his best. فقلت. And now Malik ibn Dinar, he got the answer. He asked him, why you are playing with the dirt? لما تلعب بالتراب? He said, because Allah created us from dirt. Why you are playing with dirt? He said, Allah created us from dirt. And to that you are going back. So I am checking my origin. فَقُلْتْ وَلِمَا الضَّحِكُ وَالْبُكَاءَ I said, why then you are laughing and you are crying? He said, if I remember Allah's punishment, I cry. إِذَا ذَكَرْتُ عَذَابَ رَبِّي أَبْكِ If I remember or I mention, it comes to me to mention the punishment, عَذَابَ رَبِّي, the punishment of my Lord, I cry. And if I remember or I mention His mercy, I laugh. فَقُلْتْ يَا وَلَدِي أي ذنب لك حتى تبكي He said, what kind of sin that you have made to cry? That means he is under maturity. He is under adulthood. He is ليس بمكلف. is not yet obliged to pray and fast when he's young. Said, why you are, you have no sin, you are under taklif, under responsibility. He said, don't say that. He said, why? He said, there is no taklif on you, you are not, you're not responsible. He said, no. I saw my mother, when she wants to make fire, she used the small wood to burn the big wood. So I am going to be used in hellfire to make the fire to burn the big wood. فأني رأيت أمي لا توكب الحطب الكبار إلا بالصغار. She never, my mother, made the fire without using the small wood to burn the big wood. فعليك بالاعتبار. Take a contemplate on it and take a lesson. وعن يزيد الرقاشي أنه قال جاء جبريل إلى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم متغير اللون. Still we are explaining the verse. All that explaining the verse. وَقُلِ الْحَقُّ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ فَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيُؤْمِنْ وَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيَكْفُرْ إِنَّا أَعْتَدْنَا لِلظَّالِمِينَ نَارًا أَحَاطَ بِهِمْ سُرَادِقُهَا. Still we are explaining that fire and how people react toward that fire. He said, Jibreel came to Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his face changed. And Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ya Jibreel, why your face is changing for me? Said, Ya Muhammad, I came to you just now. The moment that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He ordered, التي أمر الله فيها بمناطق الناس. He ordered, you know, that one that you make the fire, what you call that? Bellows of fire. Allah just ordered bellows of fire to fire, to make the fire in this is symbolic, to make the fire in hand. And Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, describe me Jahannam. Describe me hellfire. He said, Ya Muhammad, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created hellfire, he created it from seven different levels. The lowest, the most simple level, the easiest level, that is not so much hard or hot, it has 70,000 jabal. Means it is being created from 70,000 multiplied by 1,000 of mountains. It has 70,000 multiplied by 1,000 mountains. 70,000, 700,000, 7,000,000, 70,000,000, 70,000,000 mountains. And on every mountain, in every mountain, there is 70,000,000, multiply 1,000,000, 70,000,000 valleys of hellfire. Valleys of hellfire. وفي كل جبل 70,000,000 واد من نار. وفي كل واد 70,000,000 بيت من نار. And in every valley, there is 70,000,000 of houses of fire. And in every house, there is 70,000,000 boxes of fire. And in every box, there is 70,000,000 of different kind of punishment. هذا في مشكات الأنوار. The reference is in مشكات الأنوار. That means to understand how much there is punishment. And with all this punishment, Allah said, وَرَحْمَتِي وَسَعَدْ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ. My mercy has encompassed everything. وَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيُؤْمِنْ وَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيَكْفُرْ. Means I have my the paradises and I have hellfire. Who wants them? Easy, let him come. It's up to you. Choose whatever you want. Allah, Allah, Subhanallah. Then he says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَامِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ إِنَّا لَا نُضِيعُوا مَنْ أَجْرَ مَنْ أَحْسَنَ عَمَلًا. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَامِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ إِنَّا لَا نُضِيعُوا أَجْرَ مَنْ أَحْسَنَ عَمَلًا. And verse 30, as to those who believe and work righteousness, verily we shall not suffer to perish the reward of any who do a single righteous deed. Understood? إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَامِلُوا إِنَّا لَا نُضِيعُوا أَجْرَ مَنْ أَحْسَنَ عَمَلًا.
إن الذين آمنوا as to those who believe and work righteousness. إن الذين آمنوا وعملوا means if you do not reach the level of iman, your amal is not going to be salih. If you are not going to raise yourself up to the level of iman, you are still in the first level of doing your obligations only and not really believing of al-iman bil-ghayb, means you do what you have to do of fast prayers, fasting, zakat, hajj, ramadan, shahada, and still in your heart you have doubt, means your amal is not purely for Allah, means there is a question mark about your amal, means is not your amal going to be from salihah, going to be accepted as a pious amal. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. Iman is where? The iman is where? The iman is in the heart. عَمَلْ الصَّالِحَاتِ is where? In the physical, in the physical body. So he mixed here the iman, the spiritual aspect, and the physical aspect. If they ask where it is mentioned in Holy Quran, a description of this look to the three level of categories that Prophet ﷺ mentioned in the Hadith of Jibreel, the first Islam, Iman and Ihsan, in this verse, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. You believe and you make amal salih, means amal is my physical body. Iman is my heart. So he mixed and balanced between al-amal بالأركان والعمل بالقلب. To do what has necessary to be done in Sharia, mixing it what is in the purity of the heart. So without balancing the two, then your amal is not going to be rewarded, as he said in the continuation of the verse, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ لَا نُضِيعُ أَجْرَ مَنْ أَحْسَنَ عَمَلًا. We will not let that one, verily we shall not suffer to perish the reward of any who do righteous deeds. So, to combine amal bil qalb wal amal bil lisan means to be the physical and the spiritual. Then you reach the level of inna la nubiyu ajra man ahsana, from ihsan. We are not going to let his amal to be perished. من أحسن, who has made the best of perfection, and أحسن comes from إحسان, the third level of iman. So he put in that one verse, he described the hadith of Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم with سيدنا جبريل about Islam, iman, إحسان. He said it, إن الذين آمنوا in the iman وعملوا صالحات, doing through Islam, through five obligations, then we will reward them in la nadbi'u ajra man ahsana, who raised himself to the state of ihsan, will not let his reward to be lost. We'll give him, we'll raise him to the level of perfection. And then he said, inna la nadbi'u ajra man ahsana amala, that we will not let what the reward be lost, but will raise you to the level of ihsan, to the level of perfection, where you reach the level of أن تعبد الله كأنك ترى, that you are worshipping Allah as if you are seeing Him. فإن لم تكن تراه فإنه يرى. If you are not seeing Him, Allah, you will be given a sign that if you are not seeing Him, if you cannot, He is seeing you, means you will be under that tajalli of khushu' piety, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is looking at you. And how, when you know that Allah is looking, how you are going to pray? It's completely a different method, not method in the way of praying, but in your physical system and your spiritual system is going to be a different state of observance or experience. that you never experienced that before. Allah will offer for you. And then in the Hadith al-Qudsi, Allah said, وفي الحديث كما في الحديث القدسي ادخل الجنة بفضلي. Enter paradise with my favor. I created paradise for you. Enter it with my favor on you. Don't enter with your amal. Your amal, you cannot. First, I will give it to you by my mercy. Then, واقتسموها بعملكم. And divide it on you according to your amal. With my favor, I let you in. Now, when you are in, when I let you in, now check who has better amal, take the best side. وَاقْتَصِمُوهَا بِعَمَلْكُمْ. And divide it, like share it, or share it, it's not going to be the same share, it depends now on your amal. But your amal cannot let you to go into paradise. No. Amal and iman will let you to the state of ihsan. Means the state of ihsan is paradise. Means all mu'min, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا آمِنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. All believers believe in Allah and Prophet. Means enter the paradise. Means if you reach the state of ihsan, Allah will open you with you in dunya تَجَلِّ الْآخِرَةِ. Allah will open for you in dunya that tajalli, that blessing that will show you the smell of akhirah. It opened for you a window for akhirah. And that's why sahaba of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they were the first runners for akhirah. Through their iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through their iman in Prophet Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that's the condition of iman, fifth pillar of iman. And through their amal, Allah raised them in dunya to the level of ihsan, to the level of paradise. Because he said, paradise is from my favor, and then divide it with your amal. The state of ihsan is from Allah's favor on you. When you perfect your amal and your iman, combining them together, Allah will favor you with the state of ihsan. And that's why the Prophet ﷺ said, مَا بَيْنَ قَبْرِ وَمِنْبَرِي رَوْضَةٌ مِنْ رِيَاضِ الْجَنَّةِ. Because of Prophet Sayyidina Muhammad ﷺ, that piece of land became a paradise from heaven. And this is a mercy for us. Who enter that, he is entering heaven. Who enter heaven can enter to hell. That's why mu'min, Allah said, no more unbeliever can enter Medina and Makkah, because it is part of heaven. مَا بَيْنَ قَبْرِ وَمِنْبَرِي رَوْضَةٌ مِنْ رِيَاضِ الْجَنَّةِ. Between my grave and my member, one piece of paradise. Why he mentioned grave? مَا بَيْنَ قَبْرِ وَمِنْبَرِي. He didn't say مَا بَيْنَ بَيْتِي. He mentioned even in the hadith that the qabr, the importance of qabr. مَا بَيْنَ قَبْرِ وَمِنْبَرِي. Between my qabr and my pulpit member is a piece of paradise. Means that piece of paradise is anchored, is the cover is connected to it. Is it important? Cover, member. Member is where you make khutbah. Is always, he gave importance for cover and he put it with the member. Means the importance, the real importance on the grave of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he connected it, and the cover is connected with paradise. مَا بَيْنَ قَبْرِ وَمِنْبَرِي رَوْضَةٌ مِنْ رِيَاضِ الْجَنَّةِ. A paradise. Is anywhere you stand near the qabr or you touch the qabr is a part of that paradise. It's connected. Yeah? So when that verse came, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ, one asked Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. He said, يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ, عن البراء بن عازم رضي الله عنه. He said that an Arabi Bedouin came to Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the Hajjat al-Wuda', in the farewell last ceremony, and Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam standing in Arafat, sitting on riding his naqa, his camel, al-Abda', the name of the camel, and he said, "Ya Rasulullah, I am an educated, literate not illiterate, متعلم, educated person. فخبرني عن قول الله تعالى إن الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات إن لا نضيع أجر من أحسن عمل. Tell me about this verse. What Allah said. He said, يا أعرابي. فقال عليه السلام, يا أعرابي, ما أنت منهم ببعيد. Not for the Arabi. You are not far from them. Oh, Arabi.
That's right. Because Allah said, إن الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات. Allah is describing someone. Is describing a people. إن الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات. Those who believe. Iman and make good reward. Allah is describing them. Who are these? He said, you are Arab, you are not far from them. Look at them. مَا أَنْتَ مِنْهُمْ لِبَعِيدٍ وَمَا هُمْ عَنْكَ بِبَعِيدٍ. They are not also far from you. You are near them, they are near you. هُمْ هَؤُلَاءِ الْأَرْبَعَةِ. They are these four. الَّذِينَ هُمْ وُقُوفٌ مَعِي. They are standing with me. أبو بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي رضي الله عنه. فأعلم قومك أن هذه الآية نزلت في هؤلاء الأربعة. Tell your people that this ayah came for these four people. إن الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات. These four hadith of Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. These are our guide. These who are guiding the ummah. Allah rewarding them. Raise them to the state of ihsan. That's why when Sayyidina Umar was in Medina and he saw his army in Sham. That vision. He said, Ya Sari al-Jabbar. He's calling his chief in command Sariya, the mountain. Yes, Allah gave them Basira, opened on their eyes because they reached the state of Ihsan. They are in paradise. They are with Prophet. They gave everything their lives because they are in paradise. They know they are going to paradise. Dunya for them became paradise, Akhirah for them is paradise. Allah Allah. ذكره الإمام السهيلي في كتاب التعريف والإعلام. نعم. أولئك لهم جنات عدن تجري من تحتهم الأنهار يحلون فيها من أساور من ذهب ويلبسون ثيابا خضرا من سندس وإستبرق متكئين فيها على الأرائك نعم الثواب وحسنات مرتفقة. For them will be gardens. Now Allah is describing what He is giving them. For them will be gardens of eternity. Beneath them rivers will flow. They will be adorned therein with bracelets of gold. And they will wear green garments of fine silk and heavy brocade. They will recline therein on raised thrones. How good the recompense. How beautiful a couch to recline on. You want to be like that? Yeah. You want to be like that? Then to follow the Sunnah of Prophet, the way of Sayyidina Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi afdal salatu wa salam. أولئك لهم جنات عدن تجري من تحتهم الأنهار. جنات عدن, it is mentioned that it is a spot in paradise. أولئك لهم, for them will be gardens of eternity. He said, it is a spot in the middle of paradise. Means, أولئك لهم جنات عدن. He is describing before what Allah is going to give before Khalif. Means Allah, who is the best after Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم? Are these four? Is not? So what Allah is rewarding them? As He is rewarding other Muslims or Mu'mins? No, they are going to get more. Allah is giving, we ask Allah to share and to let us to be with them. He is giving them Jannat Adn. No description. No one in dunya can describe what Allah wants to say from Jannat Adn. But it is said Jannat Adn that it is the core of paradise. The essence. The inside. The best place. When you eat something, you take the right one, the inside. That is the right place. It is the most decorated. It is the most adorned with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tajalli and blessing. And you take tajri min tahtihim al-anhar. Rivers of
will be flowing. And it is said these rivers are the four rivers of paradise. River of wine, khamr, the river of laban, milk, the river of asal, and the river of spring water. That four rivers that will be flowing. When you have a piece of land in dunya, here, you have a piece of land and you have a river, oh, you will be very happy. You have a waterfall in your land, everyone goes to Niagara Falls. Why? It's nice. You see that river coming. Greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you have a piece of land there, you'll be very happy. What you think Allah is giving is the same description of a river like dunya? There is no description. That, imagine that four rivers, every drop of that river carry a symbol. That river is ever running. What you think Allah, from every drop of this river, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala might create a creation and it will be under the authority of these four khalifs. From every drop. There is nothing difficult for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If every drop of this river, Allah wants to create a creation and give it under authority of these four khalifs, Allah will do it. Can anyone say that? No? إِنَّا لَنُضِيعُ أَجْرَ مَنْ أَحْسَنَ عَمَلًا. Allah will never get that reward to be lost. Allah is giving and describing, He is giving them لَهُمْ جَنَّاتُ عَدْنٍ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهِمُ الْأَنْهَارِ يُحَلَّوْنَ فِيهَا مِنْ أَسَاوِرَ مِنْ ذَهَبٍ. They are going to be wearing bracelets of gold and other than that. ذهب, as he said, أَسَاوِرَ مِنْ ذَهَبٍ وَيَلْبَسُونَ ثِيَابًا خُضْرًا مِنْ سُنْدُسٍ وَإِسْتَبْرَقٍ. He said they are going to wear what? Huh? Of
gold.
Of gold. What is the second precious after gold? Fidda, silver. So Allah said, ذهب to them. You are thinking Allah is going to give them bracelets to hang? It means ذهب is the precious. Precious ma'dan. What ma'dan? Element, precious commodity, or what you say about
matter.
The precious matter is what? Gold. Means Allah is going to dress them with the best and precious haqa'iq al-nuraniya, the realities of the nur, that Allah dressed paradise with that nur, He is going to dress them with that realities of these haqa'iq, of these anwarul ilahiyya, the haqa'iq al-tawheed, haqa'iq al-nur, tajalli al-a'zam, sifatullah azza wa jal min asma' wa sifat, Allah will dress them on those who are in jannatu azam. Dress them with this tajalli, with this blessing. Adorn them with His love. Give them the tajalli of beauty and majestic. Allah will send to them. That's what Allah is going to reward them. من حقائق يتزينون بأنواع الحلى من حقائق التوحيد الذاتي ومعاني التجليات العينية الأحدية. How to translate it? Allah is going to decorate them and dress them from the precious jewelry of the reality of التوحيد. حقائق التوحيد. The realities of the description of oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the description of the oneness of the essence, together with the tajalli, the blessings of the tajalliyat al-ayniyya al-ahadiyya, that is the blessings of the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He will dress them. فالذهبيات هي الذاتيات. The gold, the metal of the gold are the essence. He will dress them with the essence. والفضيات هي الصفات النورانية. And the silver is the attribute, the attribute that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will dress them with, that light attribute, the attribute of nur. He will dress them with that. وحلوا أساور من فضة. That in سورة الدهر he is describing that. In another ayah he is describing how they will dress also from فضة, which is the حقائق الصفات. You have حقائق الذات, you have حقائق الصفات. حقائق الذات, realities of the essence, is gold, described by gold. حقائق الصفات, the realities of the attributes, is described by silver. So he said Allah will dress them with حقائق التوحيد. When he dressed them with that realities of the oneness, when he dressed them to reach that oneness, to declare it completely, like Prophet Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam declared it when he was approached to two bows of an arrow, and he was the real muwahhid. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will dress the companion of the Prophet, and who follow on their way to reach that haqa'iq tawheed, he has to dress them first from haqa'iq al-zatiyya, from the realities of the essence. When he dressed them from that essence, the reality of that essence, they can see at that time to declare the haqiqat al-tawheed by vision, by lifting them up to be muwahhid haqiqi. And that's why it is said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala yatajalla bi-zatihi fi يتجلى في الجنان ويرى في الجنان. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be seen in paradise by not everyone but by some people, and it is said to those مع الذين أنعم الله عليهم من النبيين نبيين والصديقين والشهداء والصالحين وحسن أولئك رفيقا, and the other ones like to be company with these نبيين صديقين prophets صديقين like سيدنا أبو بكر الصديق شهداء مرتير والصالحين pious people, and وَحَسُنَ أُولَٰئِكَ رَفِيقًا, those who will be following on their way. Allah will يتجلى عليهم, Allah will appear to them in paradise. So when they see at that time, what they do, they reach the real tawheed. Before that, it's impossible to reach the real tawheed. Our tawheed is still imitation of tawheed. Only Prophet reached that level when he raised him in Isra and Mi'raj. So when Allah dress them with the tajalli, when he described يَلْبَسُونَ when he said يُحَلَّوْنَ فِيهَا مِنْ أَسَاوِرَ مِنْ ذَهَبْ, they will be decorated with bracelets of gold, means that he will dress them from the realities of the essence. At that time they can reach the reality of Tawheed, and they declare the Tawheed. When they declare the Tawheed, they reach the highest level. Allah at that time will dress them from his the attributes, يتجلى عليهم بتجليات أسمائه وصفاته. He will bless them and bless them with the تجلي, the realities of the names and attributes, the holy names and the beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they will be with that decoration appearing in paradise. That is how you are to be with those kind of people, those who are on the real steps of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sahabati Rasulullah.
الله الله. ويلبسون ثيابا خضرا من سندس, means Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will dress them with green, because the preferable color in paradise is green. Allah will dress them with green, means peace. When you reach the level of an-nafs al-mutma'inna, the peaceful ego, means when you completely submit, surrender to Allah's will, Allah dress you with that color. That's why Ahlul Bayt, Ahlul Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all they are being dressed with green. And Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the most color that he was preferring was green.
Allah Allah, متكئين فيها على الأرائك نعم الثواب وحسنات مرتفقة.
They will be on it is said in the English translation, they will be adorned therein with glory of God, and they will wear green garments of fine silk. They will recline therein on raised thrones. متكئين فيها على الأرائك. They will be raised. They will recline therein on raised throne. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give them bed. It's not a bed. Described as a throne. And when you describe something as a throne, means the highest that you can understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to give to them. قال ابن عطاء السكندري متكئين على الأرائك, ليه الأنس في رياض القدس؟ ليه الله will raise them in the الأنس في رياض القدس؟ When you sometimes describing, giving an example, when you enter a place, you say, I felt very close, I felt home. Huh? Familiarity. Familiar. Allah will dress them and raise them in a holy Riyad al-Qudd, means in a place where it is holy, means in a place that is being under the tajalli of Zatul Buhd. Means of the tajalli of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is always that place under his sight. Sight, we can say that in English. تحت نظري, تحت تجلياتي. Under his, Allah sending his blessings, his vision, there in that holy place becoming a holy place, Allah will put them in these places that become, they will feel familiarity as if nothing bothering them. You know, when you say in paradise they are going to see Allah in paradise, everyone is excited in paradise. So Allah will put them in a place like friends of Allah. They are like saying, like, he will bring that familiarity in their heart. He said, Ibn Atta, متكئين على الأرائك, أي أرائك الأنس, في رياض القدس وميادين الرحمة. ميادين, ميدان. And a plaza of mercy, means, ميدان means a big square of mercy, that is a place where most of the mercy goes there. Allah will choose for them that place to put their spawn on, in that place. فهم على بساتين الوصلة شاهدون عليكم في كل حال. Means they are always in the gardens, in the connected gardens, in the gardens that is always in connection with the divine presence. They never be beyond the sight of that tajalli from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are all the way, all the time under that heavenly, very precious tajalli that's coming from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on them, lifting them up to the state of vision. Allah will raise them at that time to the state of vision in order to see what cannot be seen. This is the description of Ibn Atta. نعم الثواب وحسنة مرتفقة. That is the نعم الثواب means that is the جزاء العطاء, جزاء الطاعة. That is the reward for them, for someone who will obey his Lord. And that's what it is said, أطيع الله وأطيع الرسول. من أطاع الرسول فقد أطاع الله. Obedience is necessary. When you obey, these people, the صحابة and تابعين, تابع التابعين, مؤمنين, المؤمنون وكل من تبع العلماء وورثة الأنبياء حصل له هذا المقام. Everyone who follow the footsteps of Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, follow the أولياء, follow the scholars, follow pious people, Allah سبحانه وتعالى will grant him that level by obedience. وحسنت مرتفقة, that is the best home for you. That's the best way of relaxation. Before I stop, because it's going to be too long, it is said, there is a nice story. One man in Iraq, in Baghdad, ordered his servant to yazra hinta, to plow hinta, wheat. And that servant went and planted barley. Sorry. He asked him to plow wheat. He plowed shayu. When the time came for cultivation, he saw him when he was cultivating, and he asked him, "What happened?" He said, "I planted barley. I didn't plant wheat." And he asked, "I planted barley," and he said, "I didn't know. I went and planted barley. I thought my intention was that I will plant barley and I will cultivate wheat.
What's the problem?
Well, you want me to plow wheat and cultivate wheat?
No, I plow barley and I said I will cultivate wheat. Is there any problem?
فَقَالَ يَا أَحْمَقَ Idiot, ignorant. He said to him, هَلْ رَأَيْتَ أَحَدًا ذَرَعَ شَعِيرًا فَحَصَدَ حِنْطًا Did you see anyone plow barley and he cultivate wheat? And he said, then, why are you asking me? If it's not that the case is that, then how you are فكيف تعصي الله أنت وترجو رحمته؟
How you are disobeying Allah? You. How then you are letting yourself to disobey Allah and asking His forgiveness? Asking His mercy. Not His forgiveness. Asking His mercy. You are disobeying? And cannot I have to disobey? I must send your mercy on me. It's not repentant to ask forgiveness. He is asking His mercy. So you are plowing something and you want to cultivate Rahmah. You are plowing Ma'fiyah, sin, and you want to cultivate Rahmah. It's enough. Harvesting, huh? You are planting barley, and it might be possible to plant barley and get and harvest wheat, but how it is possible to plant ma'siyah still and harvest my mercy? It doesn't cook. Fatab al and he released him. He asked repentance and asked forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he freed him from servitude.
فتاب الرجل وأعتق غلامه فمن أيقظه الله عن سنة الغفلة عرف ربه
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who will wake him up from hidden to be hidden he is going to know his Lord if we are hidden never we are going to know our Lord we must come out of that hidden state to reach the state of knowing our Lord. And that's why Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, مَنْ عَرِفَ رَبَّهُ مَنْ عَرِفَ نَفْسَهُ فَقَدْ عَرِفَ رَبَّهُ Who knows himself, his ego, his self, knows his Lord. Means, wake up yourself from his blessing. Then you know your Lord. وَمِنَ اللَّهِ الْقَوْفِيرِ بِحُرْمَةِ الْفَاتِحَةِ